الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. تحيتهم يوم يلقونه السلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. In the first few days of Ramadan, we discussed the obstacles that were keeping us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan, nafs, the world, makhluk, and then heedlessness and ghafla. And in the last few days, we have been discussing those things that can bring a person closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sohbah, or the company of pious, and yesterday's sunnah. And tonight we want to look at the remembrance of Allah, zikr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu uzkurullaha zikran kaseera. That those who believe, they must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. So the illness that we mentioned a few days ago about ghaflat, that we are unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, heedless of Allah, distant from Allah, that illness is removed by becoming a person of remembrance or zikr. And we must have, sometimes we have a misunderstanding that the zikr is something that is nafil, zikr is something that is optional, and that itself is correct. But the misunderstanding is that because zikr is something that is nafil, optional, or extra credit, we think it's way beyond me. I'm a person who's barely struggling to do the things that are farz and obligatory or required. And we don't realize that it's only by doing these things that are extra that we'll be able to preserve those things which are required. It's only by doing things that are extra that the quality of required worship will be preserved. And if you were to know the benefit of remembrance and zikr, we would realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy in the Sharia, has made it nafil or optional, but ourselves as personally, we should feel that it's something that is required for ourselves. So today, we will be looking at not one verse, but it's actually a sequence of verses which are all interconnected, which speak about the blessings of remembrance of Allah. So before I come to that set of verses, in one verse Allah says that Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That only and only through the zikr of Allah will spiritual hearts find peace and tranquility, itminan. And everyone in this world, they want itminan. Muslim, non-Muslim, every single human being in the world, they want itminan, want peace and tranquility. Allah said in the Quran that the itminan will come through His remembrance, through His zikr. And many times, much of the reason many of us are distant from Allah is because we don't have this itminan. So the way to get this itminan, Allah has designed humanity for the deen of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed humanity for the itminan, for the itminan that comes with the deen of Islam. And the way to get this itminan is to actually make zikr of Allah, to remember Allah. So it's only in our own benefit that we should make the zikr of Allah. In fact, another verse of the Quran, Allah mentioned something interesting about shaitan. That whenever shaitan wants to distract anyone, the first thing that he takes away is their zikr. Whenever shaitan wants to distract someone from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes away their zikr. It's very simple. I know you can imagine someone, whenever someone attacks you, the first thing they take away is your self-defense mechanism. They say, put your hands up. And that's what happens. That's what exactly what shaitan does. That the first thing any attacker will do is that they will immobilize you from any weapons that you may have, any tools that you have. Exactly what shaitan does. So it means that the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from the whisperings of shaitan, the tools of shaitan. So the two other things that we mentioned in the beginning, one was ghaflat and the other was shaitan, both of which can be actually, we can save ourselves from them through zikr and the remembrance of Allah. And even the love for the dunya, the third thing, dunya is what? It's ghayrullah. It's something that keeps you away from Allah. And you can also save yourself from dunya by making zikr. The more and more you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you will be kept away from the love of the dunya, of the world. Because it's a natural human trait that you will always fall in love with whatever you think about. The more and more you think about something, the more and more you will be attracted to it. The more and more you think about an idea, the more and more it will be appealing to you. The more and more you think about and remember a person, the more they'll become beloved to you. So the more and more you think about and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will become more beloved to you. It's that simple. It's very simple. And that means now that zikr leads to the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why there is so much emphasis on zikr. By who? By Allah Ta'ala Himself. In Quran, Allah says that Udhkuru Allaha dhikran kaseera, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Another very special thing, in the entire Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded all of us to do many things, several things. Have patience, be grateful, have taqwa, have reliance on Allah, many things. But there's only one command, only one attribute with which Allah Ta'ala gives this adjective kathir, that you must do it excessively, abundantly, that is zikr. Why? Because a little bit of zikr may not going to be sufficient for us. That's why in one place Allah describes the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, and He describes them by saying that وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, that they do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except a little bit. Yani the alamat or the sign of munafiqeen in the Quran is that they remember Allah, but only a little. And now we should think about ourselves, that if we think we are the ones who remember Him a little bit only, so this would actually was sign of a munafiq. So the sign of a mu'min in the Quran is the exact opposite, that they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, that the male believers who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly and the female believers who remember Allah abundantly. So between iman and nifaq, between iman and hypocrisy, the difference, the criteria that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said is the level of remembrance that we do, level of zikr. Then in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentioned two types of remembrance or two types of zikr. The first type of remembrance is to simply remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a general way. There's no specific way, no specific time, no specific formula. It refers to, in English, what we simply say, that we thought, you know, constantly we're thinking about Allah. Constantly. Always, right? Literally always thinking about Allah. Actually, that's the Islamic teaching, that a believer should always be thinking about Allah. Now, what does that mean? It means that you should not forget Allah. No matter what you're doing, whether you're studying, whether you're in the office, whether you're eating, whether you're teaching, whether you're walking, whether you're shopping, every single second of your life, in the background of your heart, deep inside your heart, you should have this some remembrance of Allah. It's like a computer program. When you turn on the computer, the Windows operating system, it's running in the background. And on top of it, you open up a program, maybe Word, Office, Photoshop, etc., whatever you're using. But no matter which program you open, no matter if you're multitasking, Windows is always running in the background. Just like that, the believer is going to be doing different things in the day. Sometimes they're studying, sometimes teaching, sometimes talking, sometimes eating, sometimes meeting, sometimes shopping. But in the background of their heart is running the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They cannot remember Allah ta'ala 100% because they're engaged in the world, right? But they make sure that they don't forget Him 100%. Even if there is 1% background remembrance, that is going to be called zikr. So the first type of zikr means that a person remains connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours a day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this in the Quran. That alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim. That there are people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they're standing, whether they're sitting, whether they're lying on their sides, means they're remembering all the time. Because these are the three physical postures that a person can potentially have. Either you're standing or sitting or lying. There's no fourth possible position, whichever you can think of. So they're remembering Allah at all times. Another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That there are such people, I'll just give you a very general, loose translation. That there are such people, that nothing in this world can distract them from the remembrance of Allah. Nothing. And the verse literally says this, that they're real human beings, are those people whom even لَا بَيْعٌ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ. That even trade and commerce, and even things of the pure dunya, your mal, your wealth, your trade, your assets, your estates, nothing can distract him or her from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the way the early Muslims were. They would be sitting in their shops and their heart would be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes we have a problem that for the men, they're sitting in the masjid and our hearts are remembering so and so and such, whatever we have to do. Complete opposite. Our hearts are absent in the worship and their hearts were present with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in business. Very different kinds of human being. You will see that every human being, they will always remember what is dear to them or what is important to them or what they love. Or what is of pressing importance to them. So for example, when a young man is in his finals week at university, and imagine that he's in a very tough exam, the whole week he remembers that exam. There is not 1 second in which he or she, they're not thinking of that exam. Even if he's hanging out, even if they're loitering around on the campus, even when they're eating at the cafeteria, university cafeteria, even when they're walking around and you ask them, did you forget about that exam? He says, no. There's not a single second of the day in which a single part of me is not thinking about that exam. So this is but just one of many examples to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given human beings this ability. That in the background, in the depth of their heart, in the back of their mind, they can keep processing a particular thought of something that is of greater importance to them. Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability that in the bottom of our heart, in the back of our mind, we can process the thought of His remembrance. We can think about His love, of His nearness, of His proximity, of His closeness, of His intimacy to us. So that the 24 hours a day, because Allah, He's the most important being in our life. He's the most important relationship that we have with Him. So we would always be thinking about that. Slightly, partially, along with everything that we are doing. So that is the first type of remembrance that is mentioned. That a person just generally to think about Allah. That maybe in any way that they want to, that Allah is with me. Allah is before me. Allah is looking at me. That I'm remembering Allah. Allah is remembering me. Anyway, they think about Allah slightly, partially, along with whatever they're doing in the dunya. Then second type of dhikr mentioned in the Quran is a specific type of remembrance, which is an exclusive remembrance of Allah. And this cannot be done 24 hours a day. This cannot be done while you're engaged in trade or business or commerce or tijara. This cannot be done while you're engaged, when you're sitting in the classroom. This is a special time that Allah Ta'ala wants the believer to take out and go one-on-one with Him. To go one-on-one with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, with the exclusion of everything else. To lose yourself in the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala so much such that you forget everything else. And this Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا. Remember the name of your Rabb and lose yourself so deeply in the remembrance of the name of your Rabb, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا. And then attach your thoughts exclusively to Him, to the exclusion of all others. That is what this verse means. That you lose yourself so deeply in the remembrance of Him, in the name of your Rabb, watabattal, that you disconnect. You completely disconnect from everything else, and then you connect, you attach your thoughts exclusively to Him, to the exclusion of everything else. Watabattal ilayhi tabatila. Now this cannot be done 24 hours a day, because we have to live in this world, you have to work, we have to study. You cannot forget everything 24 hours a day. But for 10-15 minutes a day, we can take out 10-15 minutes a day and we can say that, Allah, I also want to enter this zone. You have this terminology, right? That I entered the zone. What does that mean? That I've entered into the deen. I've become so absorbed in something that they become oblivious to everything else. And for a few minutes a day, we should also be like that. We should be able to connect to Allah Ta'ala so deeply, so robustly, that we become lost in our thoughts for Him. And so much so that we become oblivious to everything else. We forget everything else in this world. That's the real escape, by the way. That's the real escape. Movies are not an escape. This is an escape. To connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Arabic word used for this in the Quran is tabattul. Tabattul. Another Arabic word that is used for this is fana. That you lose yourself in Him. And actually that's what's supposed to happen when you pray your salah. That's what's supposed to happen every time you go in sajda. That's what's supposed to happen every time you enter the masjid. So, alhamdulillah, sometimes when a person enters the masjid, you do feel that. For the men, they can feel that you forget the outside world. If you sit in the masjid long enough, you forget your university. Sometimes even in the university, if you have a masjid on campus and you sit inside that masjid, you tend to forget about what's outside, right? You forget the outside world. So that helps. It disconnects a person. So Allah Ta'ala has made things in our deen that help a person disconnect. Wudu, ablution, the purpose of wudu is to disconnect. The purpose of that act of wudu is to disconnect. It's to create some severance between your normal routine and the practice of worship, ibadah. Masjid, the purpose is to disconnect. The only reason you disconnect is because you want to connect to Allah. So azan supposed to disconnect, wudu disconnect, masjid disconnects. When you go for i'tikaf, that's disconnecting. Hajj disconnect, umrah disconnect. So we have these things in our deen where the purpose is to disconnect, but disconnect with the reason to connect back to Allah. The only reason we are disconnecting was to connect. So we should try to practice this. Because, you know, as they say in English, practice makes perfect. And if you're not able to do something, you know, we keep working at it, keep practicing it. So if you're not able to pray such a salah in which we are able to connect to Allah, we must practice. So we must, you know, make practice in trying to disconnect with everything else. And we must practice in trying to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the second kind of zikr or remembrance. And this is another zikr that sometimes we take lightly. It's just 10-15 minutes a day. all we have to do is just sit for 10, 15 minutes a day with the intention that I'm going to do amal on this verse, whereby I'm disconnecting from everything in the world and I'm connecting myself exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you keep doing this for 5 days, 10 days, 15 days, sooner or later, you will have a breakthrough. You will achieve a moment of connect. You will achieve a moment when you're oblivious to all the world and you can connect yourself to Him. And the biggest benefit of achieving that moment is that you will get yaqeen in your iman. You will get yaqeen, certainty in your iman, because you will have experienced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah ta'ala won't be something, some distant being, a being your parents told you to believe in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be something that you read about in a book. Now when you experience that moment of connect in your life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be that being that you've experienced with your own heart. And once you have had that experience, you reach yaqeen, absolute yaqeen, absolute certainty. Nobody can shake your belief now. Nobody can ever suggest to you that Allah ta'ala does not exist, because you've experienced Him with your heart. And now if you think about that, you know, me and you, we need that incredibly, because we are living in an age of fitna, living in an age of false ideologies, false philosophies that are constantly trying to take our very iman from us. We are so absorbed in sins that those sins, they are numbing our iman. They are dulling our iman. They are keeping us distant from Allah. And when a person keeps sinning and due to their sins, they're not able to feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is where the fitna of the ideology comes in. And it takes him or her out of his deen. So if a person, and then a person, they start experiencing a crisis of faith. A person experiences a moment of skepticism. A person experiences doubts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doubts about Quran. Doubts about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The answer to this is not some intellectual thought, although we do that in classroom. But the real answer to this lies over here. To take our heart and connect this heart back to Allah. To take away that dullness and numbness that we have allowed to come in our heart. That heart that has tasted the sweetness of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever doubt Him. Ever again. Impossible. Impossible. I'll give you a baby example. Once you have tasted the sweetness of a mango, just once in your life, nobody can make you doubt or question whether this mango is a sweet fruit or not. There's just no way. Because you experience the sweetness yourself, first-hand, direct experience. Nothing in the world can shake your conviction that that mango is sweet. Just like that, we have to experience the sweetness of iman. And I've explained this before also. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith. Halawat-i iman. There's a whole chapter in Sahih Bukhari, the sweetness of faith. And the sweetness of faith can only come through zikr. Because that sweetness of faith only occurs to a person when they become oblivious to everything else. They lose themselves exclusively in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that cannot be done 24 hours because most of the time you have to be aware of the world. But for 10, 15 minutes a day, we should try to make ourselves unaware, disconnect, unplug, and then plug ourselves only to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I will recite the verses that I began with to show what happens when a person does zikr. What does the Quran say? What happens when a person engages in the remembrance of Allah? So Allah says in Quran, this is Juz 22, Surah Ahzab, ayat number 41 onwards. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu zikrullaha dhikran kaseera. This verse I did at the beginning, that all those who believe, remember Allah abundantly. Give light and life to your iman by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Allah continues, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا. And you should do his tasbih. You should glorify him. You should praise him every morning and every evening. So this verse, and this comes over and over again in the Quran, بُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا. That you take some time out in the morning, take some time out in the evening, and make the zikr. Even if it's 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening. Right? Morning, you can understand in Islam, means daylight. And evening means nighttime. Evening is like Maghrib to Fajr, and then morning like Fajr to Maghrib. So once for 5-10 minutes from Fajr to Maghrib, we should do this. And once for 5-10 minutes from Maghrib to Fajr, at least we should do this. That's what the Quran is saying. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا. That you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this remembrance, morning and evening. Okay. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why? هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. That know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who sends salawat on the mu'mineen. Yusalli alaykum. This is an incredible verse of the Quran. Because salawat, that's something we send on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala is saying, huwa allazi yusalli alaykum. He sends salawat. Allah is saying in Quran that if you become a person of dhikr kaseer, if you remember Allah abundantly, and if you do this glorifying morning and evening, then know that he is that being who allazi yusalli alaykum, that he sends his salawat on you. And elsewhere in Quran, Allah says that inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. That where indeed Allah and his angels send salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here Allah is saying that he is that being who sends salawat on you. وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. And his angels also will be sending blessings on us if we make this zikr. Now imagine if somebody gets those salawat, those blessings. Can a person receive those salawat and still be sad? No way. Can a person receive those salawat and still be depressed? Salawat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all of the angels. We don't even know how many millions and billions and trillions of angels. Just because of the zikr morning and evening. This is Quran Azim wa Shan. This is Quran, literally, word by word. So when we are not doing zikr, we are giving this up. We are sacrificing this reward that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning in the Quran. So why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do all of this? Why does Allah ta'ala send these salawat? And why do the angels send this salawat? Allah continues, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. In other words, that if you do a bit of zikr morning and evening, then Allah and all of his angels will send blessings on you. And by means of those blessings, Allah will take us out from the zulumat ila nur, from the darkness of sins into the light of obedience. Will take us out from the darkness of our sadness into the light of happiness. Will take us out from the darkness of our difficulties and our trials and tribulations into the light of having sabr and shukr, patience and gratitude. Every single thing that you can imagine that is going wrong in your life, Allah Ta'ala is saying, I'm going to take you out of it. And now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you out of it, believe me, you will be taken out. If you try to get yourself out of it, you may succeed, you may not. You may still be stuck in it. So why not do something to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah says, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, that he will take you out. جب اللہ تعالیٰ نکالنے پہ آتے ہیں تو پھر بندہ پھنس نہیں رہ سکتا. When Allah Ta'ala decides to take someone out, then that person cannot remain trapped. If I try to take yourself out, If I try to take myself out, I may remain trapped. Phase rahenge, we'll still be trapped. Although we will be struggling, but we will remain trapped. We are not able to leave. We cannot take ourselves out. So we may not be able to remove ourselves. We may not be able to take ourselves out. We may not be able to, cannot be able to remove ourselves from that sin. But what we can do is, we can try to do something to attract Allah Ta'ala's blessing and mercy, so that Allah, He takes you out of that sin. And that is what we are supposed to do. That's the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, He is willing to give His power on us. He is willing to use His power to take us out from that sin that we are doing, from our difficulties, from our sadness, from our grief. He's not left that up to our own power and our ability. What is that activity that is going to attract the power of Allah? Zikr, remembrance of Allah. This is Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says next, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ, ending of this verse, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا, and indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful on the believers. It's His mercy upon us that even lets us remember Him. It's His mercy upon us that out of His remembrance, He sends blessings upon us, and it's mercy upon us that due to those blessings, Allah takes us out of these darknesses into light. And then Allah ta'ala continues and mentions that what will happen in Jannah for these people. These people who do the zikr, who get the blessings, by virtue of those blessings, their sins are removed, their difficulties are removed. Allah says in Quran, تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ salam. That their greeting from Allah on that day, when they will meet Allah, will be salam. Allah will greet them with the glad tidings of peace, welcome them on the day of judgment. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them a vast reward, Jannah. They will have the sohbah, the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will have the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll be dwelling in Jannah forever. They'll be the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forever, being able to see and gaze upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of His beauty and splendor forever. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared. When you travel, right, you like to go see a nice scenery. You go to adventure society trips and take a look at some nice lake or a valley for a couple of hours. Allah Ta'ala is wanting us, Allah Ta'ala is inviting us to Darus Salam, where you can go and gaze upon Him for all of eternity. And all of this comes from zikr. Because Allah has said in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, that remember me and I will remember you. So when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become remembered by Him. When we do the zikr of Allah, Allah does the zikr of us. When we do zikr, we become the object of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does zikr of us, by taking us out from the darkness into light, by sending His blessings, His mercy upon us, by yearning for us and already telling us in this world that when you come to me on that day, I will greet you with salam. So when we realize all these things about zikr, we realize that zikr is not something that we can live without. Allah's remembrance is not something, you know, the person who has zero zikr, they cannot succeed in Islam. It's not possible. And that's why Allah is saying over and over and over again in the Quran to do this, and to do this abundantly. And the easiest way for us to begin would be to make a pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Ramadan. And that pledge to Allah Ta'ala is that, oh Allah, in this month and after this month, I'm going to use part of my free time to remember you. Which part of my free time? You can say, oh Allah, whenever I have 3 minutes or less time, I will remember you. That's it. Whenever I have 3 minutes or less of free time. Now, when you have 3 minutes or less of free time, you can't do anything productive in the dunya. You're not able to write a paper in 3 minutes. You can't, you know, do anything productive in 3 minutes or less. And if, however, we can take even this first step, but we have to be very conscious about this, very conscientious about this. that every single time I have 3 minutes or less, I will use it to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively. I would try to forget everything and try to remember Allah ta'ala. You're waiting for someone in the car. Try to remember Allah ta'ala. You're walking from one building to another. 2 minutes free time. You can think about, right? Now, technically, you can think about whatever you want to think in those 2 minutes, right? You can either just wedge out, you can go blank, think yet again about what you have to do in the day, or you can think about Allah. And if you do this, if you think about Allah, you will find that throughout our 24 hours, there's so many such pockets of free time. And if you fill those pockets of free time with the remembrance of Allah, your whole day will be like filled with the remembrance of Allah. It's like putting dots on something, like filling it with color, or sprinkling your entire day with 1 minute and 2 minutes and 3 minutes of remembrance of Allah. Your entire day will be adorned with the nur of the remembrance of Allah. Your entire day will attract the salawat, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like throughout the day, you're scattering His remembrance and He is also remembering you. And that moment who makes himself such that he or she is remembered by Allah, you remember him, Allah will remember you. And when we are able to make ourselves such that we are being remembered by Allah, that moment is successful. If we can make ourselves such that Allah Ta'ala remembers us, if we can become magnets of His mercy, if we can attract His remembrance on us, guaranteed we are successful. We have underestimated the power of Allah's remembrance. Allah is remembering us. And we have underestimated and undervalued the ability of our remembrance. The ability of our remembrance to attract His remembrance. Right? So at the end, we must restore ourselves back to this Quranic message of zikr. We must restore ourselves to this path of the remembrance of Allah. And if you do, then you will see, you will no longer be astray. You won't be confused about Islam. You won't feel distant from Allah. You won't feel lazy about the deen. All these things will finish. You just have to try. And you know, we're telling you, you just have to try. All these things can go away. If you regularly, conscientiously, consciously follow this method of remembrance that we just mentioned this day, Allah will send, because this is the wada of Allah, promise of Allah. Allah will send His special blessings on us. This is the kareem nature of Allah, that Allah does not even need to remember us. Who are we to be remembered by Him? We are so weak and filthy and sinning servants of this ummah. But a person is amazed that, Ya Allah, You're going to remember me. You're going to send salawat on me. You're going to tell all the angels, Angel Jibrail, to send salawat on me. This is Rabbi Kareem. This is Arhamur Rahimin. This is why Allah says in Quran, Ya ayyuhal insan ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. That, O insan, what has deceived you about your kind and loving Lord? What has distracted you from your kind and loving Lord? What has moved you away from the remembrance of your kind and loving Lord? Who wants to bestow upon you? Who wants to grace you? Who wants to adorn you? Who wants to reward you? Who wants to love you? Who wants to make you His beloved? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us in this month of Ramadan to restore ourselves to the path of zikr and remembrance. And by means of this zikr, may He make us among those people who are His true lovers. And may He make us among those people who are His beloveds. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
سبحان ربي العلى الوهاب، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله يا رب كريم، اللہ ہم آپ کے عاجز مسکین سے بندے ہیں، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو درگزر فرما، ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما، اللہ جو گناہ یاد ہے ان کو معاف فرما، جو کر کے بھول گئے ان کو معاف فرما، اللہ جو گناہ ہم نے محفلوں میں کی ان کو معاف فرما، جو گناہ ہم نے تنہائیوں میں کی ان کو معاف فرما، یا اللہ جو گناہ ہم نے دن میں کی ان کو معاف فرما، جو گناہ ہم نے راتوں میں کی ان کو معاف فرما، اللہ جو گناہ کے بارے میں توبہ کر لی پھر کیے، اللہ ان گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما یا رب کریم. یا اللہ ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما، ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما، سینوں کو صاف فرما، اللہ ہماری ظاہر کی گندگی کو دور فرما، ہمارے باطن دل کی گندگی کو دور فرما، اللہ دل کی نجاست کو دور فرما، دل میں میل کو دور فرما یا رب کریم. ہمارے دلوں کو منور فرما، ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما، پاک فرما، اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما، اللہ اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما، ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنی محبت کو جاری فرما، روئے روئے سے اپنی محبت کو جاری فرما، ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی اپنی محبت نصیب فرما یا رب کریم. یا اللہ ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما. آپ کے اللہ یوسف علیہ السلام کریم تھے، اللہ انہوں نے اپنے بھائیوں کو معاف کرتے ہوئے فرمایا لا تسریب علیکم الیوم، کہ سب کو معاف کر دیا جاؤ. اللہ آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بھی کریم تھے، فتح مکہ کے موقع پہ انہوں نے قریش مکہ کو بھی یہی الفاظ فرمائے تھے لا تسریب علیکم الیوم، کہ کوئی گناہ نہیں، میں نے سب کو معاف فرما دیا. یا رب کریم آپ تو سارے کریموں سے زیادہ کریم ہیں، اللہ آپ بھی یہی جملہ فرما دیجئے لا تسریب علیکم اليوم، اللہ ہمارے گناہ معاف ہو جائیں گے. یا رب کریم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، اللہ اپنی مغفرت عطا فرما دیجئے، اپنی رحمت والا معاملہ عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ آپ کی ایک رحمت کی نگاہ کی بات ہے، اللہ ہماری زندگی کا سوال ہے. اللہ آپ کی رحمت کی نظر بشر حافی پہ پڑتی ہے، اللہ آپ ان کو شراب خانے سے نکال کے اپنی محبت کی شراب پلا دیتے ہیں. اللہ آپ کی رحمت کی نظر فضیل بن عیاض پہ پڑتی ہے، اللہ دنیا کے ڈاکوں کے سرداری سے نکال کر آپ ان کو اللہ اپنے دوستوں کا سردار بنا دیتے ہیں. اللہ آپ کی رحمت کی نظر جنید بغدادی پہ پڑتی ہے، اللہ وہ تو دنیا کے پہلوان تھے، اللہ آپ نے ان کو اپنے دوستوں کا پہلوان بنا دیا، ولیوں کا پہلوان بنا دیا. یا رب کریم اپنی ایک رحمت کی نظر اللہ ہم پہ بھی ڈال دیجئے. اللہ رحمتوں کا مہینہ ہے، رمضان کا مہینہ ہے، اللہ رحمتوں کا عشرہ ہے، اللہ آخری آخری وقت ہے، اللہ پہلا عشرہ ختم ہونے والا ہے. یا رب کریم ایک رحمت کی نظر ہم پہ بھی ڈال دیجئے، اللہ ایک رحمت کی نظر ہمارے سینوں پہ بھی ڈال دیجئے. اللہ ہمیں اپنی محبت عطا فرما دیجئے، ایک نظر ایک کرم کی نظر ڈال دیجئے، اللہ ایک دفعہ محبت کی نظر عطا فرما. یا رب کریم یا اللہ رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما. اللہ ہر لات میں آپ کے لاکھوں بندے اللہ جہنم سے بری ہوتے ہیں، یا رب کریم آج کے دن اللہ ہمیں بھی بری فرما دیجئے. اللہ فیصلہ رحمتوں کے فیصلے فرما دیجئے، اللہ رحمتوں کے فیصلے فرما دیجئے. آنے والے سال کے اندر اللہ جتنے فیصلے ہیں اللہ رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما، اللہ پوری زندگی کے اندر رحمتوں والے فیصلے عطا فرما. یا رب کریم یا اللہ رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما. اللہ آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اللہ جبرائیل علیہ السلام کی دعا سے بڑا ڈر لگتا ہے. اللہ انہوں نے کہا کہ برباد ہو جائے وہ شخص جس کو رمضان کا مہینہ ملا اور اپنی مغفرت نہ کرا سکا. اللہ آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس دعا پہ آمین فرما دیا. یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہماری مغفرت کامل فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہماری بخشش فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں بربادی سے بچا لیجئے، اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لیجئے، اللہ رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما. یا رب کریم محبت کی نظر عطا فرما. اللہ اپنے قرآن میں فرمایا وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ، کہ جب کوئی سائل مانگنے والا آئے تو اس کو دے دینا، اس کو جھڑکی نہ دینا، منع نہ کرنا. اللہ جب ہم کمزوروں کے یہ حکم ہے کہ ہم سائل کو منع نہ کریں، اللہ ہم بھی تو آپ کے در کے سائل ہیں. اللہ عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ عطا فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم دنیا کے اندر اصول ہوتا ہے، اللہ کے مزدور جب اپنی مزدوری مکمل کر لیتا ہے تو وہ اپنی اس کی نظر مالک کی جیب کے اوپر لگی ہوئی ہوتی ہے. یا رب کریم افطار کا وقت قریب ہے، اللہ پورے دن روزہ آپ کے لیے رکھا. یا رب کریم ہماری نظر اب آپ کے رحمت کے خزانوں کے اوپر لگی ہوئی ہے، اٹکی ہوئی ہے. یا رب کریم اپنے رحمت کے دروازوں کھول دیجیے.
دیجئے, اپنے رحمت کے خزانے کھول دیجئے. یا رب کریم آپ سے آپ کو مانگتے ہیں, اللہ ہمیں اپنا تعلق عطا فرما دیجئے, اپنی محبت معرفت عطا فرما, اپنا قرب نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم, یا اللہ ہم تو نیک نہ بن سکے, اللہ آپ ہمیں نیک بنا دیجئے. اللہ آپ کے لیے تو نیک بنانا مشکل نہیں, اللہ ہمیں سر کے بالوں سے لے کے پیر کے ناخنوں تک اللہ ایسا بنا دیجئے کہ آپ کو پسند آ جائیں. اللہ آپ کی اپنی رضا نصیب فرما, اپنی لقا نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم, یا اللہ اپنے بخشے ہوئے گناہگار بندوں میں شامل فرما دیجئے. اللہ ہم برے ہیں, اللہ بروں سے تو برائی ظاہر ہوتی ہے, اللہ آپ تو اچھے ہیں, اللہ اچھے تو کبھی اپنی اچھائی کو کبھی نہیں چھوڑتے. اللہ اچھائی والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے, نرمی والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے, اللہ رحمت والا معاملہ فرما. اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمتوں سے قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.